sheep night. No sheets fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madanishan, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. In this program, you listen Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, and Manaqib of Awliya Kiram. Inshallah, today we will be soothing your heart through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Be with us from start to end before we proceed towards our format of the program. Let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. It is a saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Part of that hadith is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Our actions are based upon our intentions. We should make good intentions. I am presenting this program and these brothers with me, inshallah, will join me. We make this intention that we will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention. You'll be with us from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. And remember, the more intentions you will make, higher the reward you can attain for a particular task or particular indeed. So make as many good intentions as possible. Today joins me Brother Arsalan Attari and Brother Amir Attari. Inshallah, on the right is Brother Arsalan Attari. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Arsalan bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Welcome to you. Welcome in this program, Nasheed Night, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Amir, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Welcome also to you. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we will start and begin our program with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise of our Lord Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
نہیں اور
ہر جا ہے دو تو منظم مکان سے مبرز سو تو منظم مکان سے مبرز سو علم و قدرت سے ہر جا ہے دو کو بگو علم و قدرت سے ہر جا ہے دو کو بگو
Respect viewers of Madani Channel, you were listening to Kalam written by Maulana Nuri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and beautiful hamd of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, beautifully praised Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Qalb ko uski ruyat ki hai arzu jiska jalwa hai alam mein har char su balki khud nafs mein hai wo subhanahu arsh par hai magar arsh ko justju. Beautifully, he is describing the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explaining the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my heart wants to behold, subhanallah, and the divine manifestation of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. This divine manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in all directions. And he is Subhan, he is Taq, he is the one who is known as Subhan. And then further, he is an Arsh, but Arsh is also searching for the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further, it is said that Arshu Farshu Zama'u Jihad Ay Khuda, jis taraf dekhta hoon hai jalwa tera, zarre zarre ki aankhon mein tu hi, ziya qatre qatre ki tu hai, tu aabru So wherever we look around us in the nature, we find the divine manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this nature, these mountains, these waterfalls, these stars, this sky, this moon, this earth, each and everything, these beautiful flowers and the fragrance in those flowers, human being itself, right, our body, each and everything, whatever has been created, this gives us what the news, subhanallah, the recognition of the creator who has created, and this is Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? We can understand a picture, and then when we look at a picture, we can understand the one who has sketched that. How beautiful that picture is, it depends on how beautifully that has been painted or sketched. And the musawwir is known by its tasweer, right? The painter is known by its painting. So without any tamseel, any example that best suits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we look around us, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful, jameel creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we understand the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we understand the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we understand the recognition of our Lord Azza wa Jal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we truly understand the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, when we will be in Jannah, we will behold our Rabb Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We will have the vision of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal in Jannah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We'll proceed towards another segment before we include another kalam, and that is complete a couplet. We have got one segment where we give you one couplet.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Jiski taskeen se rote huye has pade, jiski taskeen se rote huye has pade. Subhanallah. This is Kalam of Ala Hazrat Salam, written by Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Let's now include one na'at, praise of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, in our program, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی دیکھ لی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی قبر میں لہرائیں گے تا حشر چشم نور کے قبر میں ہم بیکاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فضول ہم بیکاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فضول اور وہ کہنا رسول اللہ کی او نا کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی اہل سنت کا ہے پیڑا پار اصحاب حضور اہل سنت کا ہے پیڑا پار اصحاب حضور نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے فطرت رسول اللہ کی نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے فطرت رسول اللہ کی ٹوٹ جائیں گے گناہ گاروں کے فوراً قید و بند ٹوٹ جائیں گے گناہ حشر کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کی حشر کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کی اے رضا خود سا صاحب قرآن ہے مداح حضور تجھ سے کب کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی تجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول
MashaAllah, respected viewers of Madinjin, what a wonderful kalam of Allah Azza Shah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, arshihaq hai masnade, rifat rasulullah ki, arshihaq hai masnade, rifat rasulullah ki, dekhni hai hashr mein, izzat rasulullah ki. Now the throne of the Almighty is the exalted seat of Allah's Apostle, Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Upon resurrection, we wish to behold the esteem of Allah's Apostle, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam's shan, izzat, honor, respect and status will be seen on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Faqat itna sabab hai in iqade bazm mahshar ka. Faqat itna sabab hai in iqade bazm mahshar ka ke unki shane mahbubi dikhai jane wali hai. Ke unki shane mahbubi dikhai jane wali hai. And Jameelur Rahman Khan Razvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says, hai mazhare zaat haq rasool e akram mukhtar o khalifa khudae عالم صرف ان کے سبب سے سب اول العزم ہوئے حضرت عیسیٰ حضرت موسیٰ حضرت خلیل و نوح آدم and this is the maqam of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be seen on the day of judgment right this status of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam will be seen on the day of judgment and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is such nabi beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him Maulana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatur rahman says aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya yusuf ko tera talib e deedar banaya kaunain banaye gaye sarkar ki khatir kaunain ki khatir tujhe sarkar banaya and on the day of judgment actual the esteem Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's honor that will be displayed, right? That will be showcased, that will be seen. And that is one of the reasons of mahshar. when everybody will go towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and everybody will be in need of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, because he will have the access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shafa'at kubra will be in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And dekhni hai hashr mein izzat Rasulullah ki, and then qabr mein lehraayenge ta hashr chashme noor ke, jalwa farma hogi jab talat Rasulullah ki. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, in grave, what will happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is blessed, radiant, nurani face will be shown. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And the aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, qabr mein lehraayenge ta hashr, until the day of judgment, due to the noor of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and it will appear in my grave. Allahu Akbar. Then due to this tal'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, radiance of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, this manifestation of the blessed subhanallah appearance of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, inshaAllah, until the day of judgment, there will be noor in my grave. Allahu Akbar. This is the yaqeen of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When this question will be asked, ma kunta taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul, what do you used to say about this personality? While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's pleasant radiant face will be shown. And this is what an aashiq, a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, qabr mein sarkar aayin to mein qadmo mein giroon, qabr mein sarkar aayin to mein qadmo mein giroon, gar farishte bhi uthayin to mein unse yun kahoon, ab to paaye naaz se main farishto kyun uthoon, mar ke pahuncha hoon yahaan, is dil ruba ke waaste, mar ke pahuncha hoon yahaan, is dil ruba ke waaste. Further, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, la wa rabbil arsh, jisko jo ملا ان سے ملا, لا ورب العرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی. No doubt, whatever blessings what we are attaining, it is the صدقہ of Mustafa Kareem علیہ الصلاة والسلام, to the virtue of Aka Kareem علیہ الصلاة والسلام, that ni'mah is attained. Allah Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants and I distribute. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is qasim, distributor of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is said, koi sadiqa hai arzu ka na bandagi, meri bandagi hai ye sab tumhara karam hai, aqa ki baat ab tak bani hui hai, kisi ka ahsan kyun uthayein, kisi ko halaat kyun bataayein, tum hi se maangenge, tum hi doge, tumhare dar se hi law lagi hai. Subhanallah. Respective views of Madani Channel, this is Al Hazrat Ashah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman. And then he says, وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی ہوا, وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی ہوا, ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی, ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی. There are certain people, they think that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was a messenger of Allah and he has passed the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that's it. Astaghfirullah, Allahu Akbar. Here Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is saying, the one who thinks like that, jo unse mustaghni huwa, who is going away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and thinks that there is no need of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, ma'adallah. The one who thinks this way, for him he says, what you are thinking about, hai khaleelullah ko hajat Rasulullah ki. And that person who thinks like that, right, he is wo jahannam mein gaya jo unse mustaghni hua, the one who disconnected himself, who disassociated himself with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then that person will be destined to jahannam. Hai khaleelullah ko hajat Rasulullah ki. It is mentioned, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said in Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned, yarghabu ilayya fil خلق حتى إبراهيم. On the day of judgment, every makhluk, all the creation will come in my court, even to the extent Ibrahim alayhi salam will also come. ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی سبحان اللہ. Then we should also have this mindset that we need Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam not only in this dunya without the kalima of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, right? We cannot become Muslim. We cannot have iman. Our iman cannot be completed without the dhat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Everywhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept his beloved with him in kalima, right? Allahu Akbar. In azan, in salah, also we recite salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the qabr there will be question regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And respected viewers of Madani Channel, the actual esteem, the status of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam will be seen on the Day of Judgment when Shafa'ati Kubra will be in the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first will be the hands of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh is mentioning. And then further, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, he says, Ham bhikari, وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے خضوع اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی. We are the beggars and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him more and more, and this is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ تُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. No is not heard from the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. نہ کہنا عادت نہیں رسول اللہ کی. It is not the habit of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam to say no to any beggar who comes and asks in the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam grants him. And further, what a beautiful way to describe the aqeedah of Ahlu Sunnah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, Ahlu Sunnat ka hai beda paar ashabi huzoor. Ahlu Sunnat ka hai beda paar ashabi huzoor. Najm hai اور ناؤ ہے اطرت رسول اللہ کی. نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے اطرت رسول اللہ کی. Respected viewers, here there is a beautiful hadith of Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Ashabi kan nujum fabi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. It's my sahaba are like the stars, like guiding stars, and whomsoever you will follow, you will get guidance. This is what is the hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in another narration, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam talked about his Ahlul Bayt, that my Ahlul Bayt, my family, is like the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. And whoever sat in the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam, he got salvation. Right, subhanallah. And this is the example Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam gave. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, he connected the boat. Without the ship, one cannot sail. And without the guiding stars, one cannot navigate. Back in those days, right, subhanallah, people, they used to get guidance, they used to navigate through stars. Whoever would go in the sea, you know, the journeys, they used to get navigation through stars. This was the knowledge they used to have. And another says, Ahle Sunnat ka hai beda paar ashabi huzoor, najm hai aur nao hai itrat Rasulullah ki. And Sahaba Ikram are the guiding stars, whereas Ahlul Bayt are the ship. Then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Ahle Sunnat ka beda paar, we'll have salvation inshaAllah. Siddiq اکسِ حسن و جمال محمد اس فاروق ذل جاہ و جلال محمد اس عثمان ضیاء شمع کمال محمد اس حیدر بہار باغ خصال محمد اس اسلام اطاعت خلفاء راشدین ایمان ما محبت آل محمد اس صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And finally, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, he finishes, Ey Raza khud sahibi Qur'an maddahi huzoor. Ey Raza khud sahibi Qur'an maddahi huzoor. Tujh se kab mumkin hai phir midhat Rasulullah ki. Tujh se phir mumkin hai kab midhat Rasulullah ki. Lekin Raza ne khatm sukhan is pe kar diya. خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے. He praises Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. He talks about the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Continuously he writes the praise of Mustafa. But at the end he says that I'm helpless. I'm unable to mention the true mada, true praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Raza, how can you truly praise Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam? who is praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Quran is praising Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam. How can you praise? How is it possible for you to praise truly Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Let's include one more kalam in our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
کون کہتا ہے کہ زینت خلد کی اچھی نہیں کون کہتا ہے کہ زینت خلد کی اچھی نہیں لیکن دل فرقتے کو اچھی نہیں کچھ خبر ہے میں برا ہوں کیسے اچھے کا برا کچھ خبر ہے میں برا ہوں کیسے اچھے کا برا مجھ برے So پر مہرباں ہے رحم بے بے کس نواز بے کسوں پر مہرباں ہے رحم بے بے کس نواز کون کہتا ہے ہماری بے کسی اچھی کہتا ہے ہماری بے کسی اچھی نہیں سایہ دیوار جانا میں ہو بستر خاک پر سایہ دیوار جانا میں ہو بستر آرزوِ تاج و تخت و خسرو اچھی نہیں ان کے در پر موت آ جائے تو جی جاؤ حسن ان کے در پر موت در سے دور رہ کر زندگی اچھی نہیں کون کہتا ہے کہ زینت خلد کی اچھی نہیں لیکن دل فرقتِ کوئے نبی اچھی
کہتا ہے کہ زینت خلد کی اچھی نہیں. Who says that the beauty of Jannah is not good? Of course it is good, subhanallah. Jannah is no doubt beautiful, subhanallah. But separation from the street of Medina, it's also not good. It's not good. Allahu Akbar, what a comparison. This is saying that Allahu Akbar. Maulana Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala, brother of Allah Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he is talking about that I am separated, I am far, I'm away from the streets of Medina, this is no good. And then he is further saying, subhanallah, kuch khabar hai main bura hoon, kaise acche ka bura? Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful couplet this is. کچھ خبر ہے میں برا ہوں کیسے اچھے کا برا مجھ برے پر زاہد و تانا زنی اچھی نہیں. He's talking to those, they are the pious ones, that you're telling me, you're talking ill about me, right? And don't do that. I am sinner, right? I am mujrim, but who is my master? That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I am bad, but he is the one who is beloved of Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And don't talk ill about me because I've got nisbat with someone, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've got connection with someone, I've got relation with someone, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. اس گلی سے دور رہ کر کیا مریں ہم کیا جئیں آہ ایسی موت ایسی زندگی اچھی نہیں. The life and death away from Medina is not good. That life is also not good. Death is also not good. And the life which is spent in Medina, the life which is spent near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the death at the feet of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, that life is also good. That death is also good. And the life spent away from Medina and from the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam is not good. And then it says, ان کے در کی بھیک چھوڑیں سروری کے واسطے ان کے در کی بھیک اچھی سروری اچھی نہیں. اللہ اکبر. It says, I am better of being a beggar of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam rather than being the king. Allahu Akbar. Because the kingship is not good as compared to be having the honor of the beggar of the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. What a comparison he's giving. Okay, those they are the beggars of the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And then further he writes, unke dar par maut a jaye to ji jaun hasan, unke dar par maut a jaye to ji jaun hasan, unke dar se dur rehkar zindagi achhi nahi. If I die at the feet of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam in Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, if I die there, then he says, actually I will revive myself, I will have the eternal life, I will subhanallah gain life. I will get death there, but I will gain life in fact, in actual. Okay, unke dar se dur rehkar zindagi achhi nahi. This life is not good away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This quote, this is a beautiful kalam of Maulana Hasan Shahinshah Sohan, subhanallah, you heard. And now let's include a call inshallah in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Ashba Fatima Rizwan. I would like to recite this thought. Ya man sallayta bi kulli lamdiya, ya man fi kulbika rahmatu lil-nas, ya man alafta quluba bil-islam, ya khabibi ya shafi'i ya rasulallah bi ummi wa abi. فتيتك سيدي صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والمتى محمد حبيبي
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautifully recited this kalam. MashaAllah, Ashba Fatima. May Allah ta'ala bless you, give you long life, and keep reciting the Naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. This kalam you have recited beautifully. I would like to just give you a brief description what it says in Arabic, in English language. Right? Ya man sallayta bi kulli al-anbiya'i. Oh, the one who led all the Anbiya, led the prayer of all the Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is Imamul Anbiya. Namaz aqsa.
Namaz aqsa mein tha ye hiz aya ho mana e avl akhir.
نماز اقصی میں جب پڑھائی تو انبیاء اور رسل یہ بولے. نماز ہو تو نماز ایسے, امام ہو تو امام ایسا.
نماز اقصی میں جب پڑھائی تو انبیاء اور رسل یہ بولے. نماز ہو
says, Ya man fi qalbika rahmatun linnas. Nabi, okay, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose heart is full of compassion, full of rahmah for the people. Subhanallah. And then, Ya man allafta quluban lil Islam. it. Subhanallah. Oh, Prophet who connects the heart through Islam. Okay, you are the one. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Habibi, Ya Shafi'i, Ya Rasulullah. Oh, my Shafi'i. Oh, the one who will do intercession. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bi ummi wa abi fadaytuka. Sayyidi, may my parents sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wassalam alayka ya Nabi. May salawat and salutations be upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now inshallah further include one more kalam in our program from Brother Amir Attari. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
تیری رات ہے غم کی گٹا ہی سیاں کی کالی ہے تیری رات ہے غم کی گٹا ہی سیاں کی کالی ہے دل بے کس کا اس آفت میں آقا تو ہی والی ہے نہ ہو مایوس آتی ہے صدا گورے غریباں سے نہ ہو مایوس آتی ہے صدا
رضا منزل تو جیسی ہے
powerful kalam of Allah Azza Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. And this kalam is full of nasiha. This kalam is full of advice by Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ulama, these personalities, they used to write their kalam, their poetry. And one element which we see is present in the poetry of Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he does not lose any opportunity to invite towards righteousness, to give nasiha, to invite people, right, and give them this mindset to prepare for the hereafter, to prepare for the grave, to prepare for the time when we will be tested, when we will be held accountable. And this is what in this kalam we see. And then we also see his yaqeen, his belief, and his subhanallah iman. This is also reflected, and his hope, which is reflected in this beautiful kalam. Andheri raat hai gham ki ghata is yaan ki kali hai, says the night of the grave, which is very dark. At the same time, I've got my sins. Allahu Akbar, these the dark clouds of my sin are upon me in this very dark night of the grave. Metaphorically, he is giving this way. Dile bekas ka us aafat mein aaka tu hi wali hai. That very moment when I will be in that dark grave, I will be alone, lonely, and I will be there without any help. But there, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I need your help. And you are the one, you are my master, you will save me there. Subhanallah. And then further, he says, Naho mayus aati hai sada gore ghariba se. Naho mayus aati hai sada gore ghariba se. Nabi ummat ka hami hai, khuda bando ka wali hai. Subhanallah. He says, oh Raza, you are worried about the dark night of grave, you're worried about being lonely in your grave, but don't worry, in this graveyard of pause, if you hear, you can listen the voice which is saying that don't worry, right, that Rasulullah alayhi salatu was salam, who is the Nabi, the prophet of the ummah, he will be the helper, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Rahman and Rahim, who is our Rabb, who is our master. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and his Habib alayhi salatu was salam, then why are you worried? Mera Allah bi kareem, iske Muhammad bi kareem, do kareemo mein gunahgar ki ban aayi hai, do kareemo mein gunah gar ki ban aayi hai. So inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, he then gives this hope, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, and he has made his Habib also Rahmat, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will have salvation. Further, then he says, Are ye bhediyon ka ban hai aur sham aa gayi sar par. Are ye bhediyon ka ban hai aur sham aa gayi sar par. Kahan soya musafir hai kitna la ubadi hai. Kahan soya musafir hai kitna la ubali hai. See, oh, the one, this dunya, this world is of few days, right? You are just here as a musafir, a traveler. Like in lodges, we stay for few days, and then in this dunya we are here for a very short span of time, for a short stay. And this dunya, then he gives the example, full of beasts in jungle. This is how this dunya is, and the time of night is upon you, it's approaching. Okay, meaning your lifespan is finishing, you're getting closer to your death. Okay, and you are negligent, you're still sleeping. You have to depart, you have to leave this world, and yet you are sleeping, you are negligent. Allahu Akbar. Alas, right, that you are still negligent and ghafil, and in front of you is everything, but you are not getting ready for the departure. And then, Andhera ghar akeli jaan dam ghut ta diluk tata, Khuda ko yaad kar pyare wo saath aane wali hai. You'll be in your dark grave alone, where you won't be able to breathe. Okay, there will be no one with you. Nobody will be accompanying you. You will be all alone in that very dark grave, and tons of mud will be upon you. That moment is fast approaching. Try and remember your Lord Azza wa Jal. Try and mend your relation with your Lord Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And Nabi Islami brothers, this is Al Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And then, Raza Manzil to Jaisi hai wo ik main kya sabhi ko hai. Raza Manzil to Jaisi hai wo ik main kya sabhi ko hai. Tum usko rote ho, ye kyun kahu, ya haath khali hai. So, Al Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, O Raza, you're talking about that lonely grave, that dark grave, being alone there, right? But that grave, it's not just only for you, that will be for everyone. Everyone has to see Barzakh. Everybody will be facing that situation. But the problem what actually is, now he talks about his humbleness. One meaning ulama have written that he says, your hand is empty. You've got nothing with you to take with you, right? And you've got nothing with you as a good amal to take with you. You're empty-handed. This is something to worry about. Allahu Akbar. And then in another way, the ulama have mentioned that don't worry, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam will be there, and his hand is not empty. Inshallah, he will save you. He will be your savior there, inshallah, azza wa jal. And do jahan ki ni'matein hain, unke khali haath mein. Do jahan ki ni'matein hain, unke khali haath mein. It is our Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah, azza wa jal. He will be our savior. So, bit of both fear and hope is there in this kalam. And Allah azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is giving us the hope of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and karam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, he's giving us that don't just depend on this alone and just keep on sinning. This is also not fair. You should also do good deeds. You should also mend your relation with your Lord and also act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then inshallah, after doing all this, then you should have that hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat will accompany you in your dark. Let's do one more kalam in our program. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. Hamare aslan mein karte.
Sochta hoon wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi? Sochta hoon wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi? Sochta hoon main. سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ اتنی کیوں موت
کتنی کیوں معطر ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی Beautiful Kalam will include our segment with this complete couplet. Let's find out what is the answer of our complete couplet segment. Subhanallah. Jis ki taskin se rote huye has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salam. Subhanallah. This is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and smile. And those, they were crying when they would see the blessed face of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam smiling, just looking at them, they would forget all their griefs, all their worries, all their tensions, and they would start smiling. Allahu Akbar, may millions of blessings and salutations be upon the smile of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, Azawajal, now we will include this manqabat of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and inshallah, and as soon as time will finish, we will end. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Until next week, keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting Salat upon Salam. And let's now include the manqabat of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz.
چراغ چشت شہ اولیاء غریب نواز بہار انجمن مصطفیٰ غریب نواز سنو سنو میرے حاجت روا غریب نواز میں دے رہا ہوں صدا پر صدا غریب نواز خواجہ خواجگاں حامی بے قضا خواجہ خواجگاں بے قضا التجا سن لو شاہ امم کے لیے کر دو کر دو کرم مرشد محترم کر دو کر دو کرم سید محترم تم کو بھیجا گیا ہے کرم کے لیے نور شاہ نجف میرے خواجہ پیا نور شاہ نجف میرے خواجہ پیا تیری چوکھٹ سے دنیا نے پاہی عطا خالق دو جہاں سے یہ رتبہ ملا خالق دو جہاں سے یہ رتبہ ملا تیرے دربار فیض و کرم کے لیے تیرے دربار فیض و کرم کے لیے خالق دو جہاں سے یہ رتبہ ملا تیرے دربار فیض و کرم کے لیے شاہ اجمیر میرا مسیحا ہے تو شاہ اجمیر میرا مسیحا ہے تو درد مندوں کے دکھ کا مداوا ہے تو تیری نسبت کا دانا من رہے ہاتھ میں تیری نسبت کا دانا من رہے ہاتھ میں بس دوا ہے یہی لنج و غم کے لیے ہے تیرا کام خواجہ عطا پوشیاں ہے تیرا کام خواجہ عطا پوشیاں لاج رکھنا فنا کی معین جہاں لاج رکھنا فنا کی معین جہاں حشر میں تاجدار حرم کے لیے خواجہ خواجگاں حامی بے قساں التجا سن لو شاہ ہمم کے لیے
keep watching Madani Chen, keep reciting Salat upon them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Nasheed night, nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining